नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाः धातुपाठविषये द्वितीयः पाठः सेप्टेम्बर् मासस्य सप्तमः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाह्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारम् वरजम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रातुष्मीत्रयम् गतवर्गे अस्य विभागस्य आरम्भः कृतः. धातुः नाम कः, धातोः विधीयमानाः प्रत्ययाः के इति किञ्चित् दृष्टम्. किञ्चिदिव पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः. धातुसंज्ञा विधायकं सूत्रद्वयं विद्यते. भुवादयो धातवः इति प्रथमं सूत्रम्, इत्यादीनां शब्दस्वरूपाणां धातुसंज्ञा विधीयते. इट् इस् जस्ट् अ लिस्ट् आफ् वर्ड्स् विच् इस् गिवन् सेपरेट्लि इन् वाट् वि काल् द धातुपाठ. सो द अष्टाध्यायी कम्स् वित् अ फ्यू अपेण्डिसीस्. यु हाव् द गणपाठ, धातुपाठ, which are both compulsory appendices. You also have the Linganushasanam and Shiksha. Ashtakam, Dhatupathascha, Kadapathaspathevacha, Linganushasanam Shiksha, Panchakam Paniniya. So, Panina Pranitani, Etani Pancha, they form one unit as well. You cannot study the Ashtadhyayi without the Dhatupatha or without the Ganapatha. So the Dhatupatha is just a list of around 2000 words which are all called Dhatus by this sutra. Bhadayaha Kriyavachanaha. One more common factor among all these is that they all indicate some kind of action. So Ete Dhatavaha Upadeshikaha Nama Upadeshat Labdhaha. Hu ityukva Esha Dhatuhu iti Upadeshyate Paninina. Evam Edha ityukva Ayamapi Dhatuhu. अप्रत्ययान्तः न प्रत्ययः अप्रत्यय न प्रत्ययान्तः अप्रत्ययान्तः. सो देर् इस् नो प्रत्यय विच् इस् आलरेडि अटाच् टु इट्. दे आर् प्योर् रूट्स्. सो एते औपदेशिकाः अथवा अप्रत्ययान्ताः धातवः प्रायः द्विसहस्रम्. सनाद्यन्ता धातवः इति द्वितीयं सूत्रमस्ति, तेनापि धातुसंज्ञा विधीयते. सनाद्यन्ताः सन् इत्यादयः द्वादश प्रत्ययाः विधीयन्ते तृतीयाध्याये. तत्प्रत्ययान्तानामपि धातु इति संज्ञा विधीयते. एते आतिदेशिकाः अथवा प्रत्ययान्ताः धातवः. सो आल् दीस् हाव् सम् प्रत्यय विच् इस् आल्रेडि एडेड् टु अ धातु आर् अ प्रातिपदिक. एते आतिदेशिकाः धातवः मूलतः धातुभ्यः अथवा प्रातिपदिकेभ्यः निष्पन्नाः. सो दे आर् ईदर् सेकेण्डरी धातुस् दट् इस् डिरैव्ड् फ्रम् द प्रैमरी धातुस् आर् दे आर् डिरैव्ड् फ्रम् अदर् प्रातिपदिकस् वेन् वी काल् देम् एस् द नामधातु. सो तेषामपि धातुसंज्ञा अस्ति. एवं द्विविधाः धातवः. धातुभ्यः प्रत्ययाः विधीयन्ते. पुनः तृतीयाध्याये, अष्टाध्याय्याः तृतीयाध्याये प्रायेण सर्वे प्रत्ययाः धातुभ्यः विहिताः. धातुभ्यः विहिताः प्रत्ययाः द्विधा विभज्यन्ते, तिङ् प्रत्ययाः तथा कृत् प्रत्ययाः. तत्र धातुभ्यः विधीयमानेषु प्रत्ययेषु लकाराः प्रमुखाः प्रत्ययाः. फस्ट् set of pratyayas which we will be studying are called the lakaras. So the lakaras are also pratyayas. Lakaraha api pratyayaha eva. Lakaraha mulataha dasha. Tatra tit nama yatra takaraha anubandhatvena yojitaha tadrishaha shat lakaraha. Lat, lit, lut, drut, let, lot. अकारादिक्रमेण एवम् उच्यते. एवं नित नकार नकारम अनुबंधत्वेन प्राप्तवन्तः चत्वारः नकाराः लंग लिंग लुंग रुंग. सो पाणिनी डस यूज दिस डिविजन फॉर बीइंग पित लकार एंड नित लकार. Katara and Nakara are there for a purpose. So we will see that later. Tathaiva Arthamanusrutya Vibhagaha Kriyate Kalavachakaha Tatha Bhavavachakaha Yehi Lakaraihi Pramukhataya Kashchana Kalaha Uchyate
ಕಾಲವಾಚಕೃತ್ವರ್ತಮಾನಂ ಭೂತಃ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತ್ ಸೊ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫ್ಯೂಚರ್ ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಲಕಾರಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲಟ್ ವರ್ತಮಾನ ಕಾಲಂ ಬೋಧಯತಿ ಲಿಟ್ ಲಂಗ್ ಲುಂಗ್ ಎ ತ್ರಯ ಲಕಾರಾಃ ಭೂತಕಾಲಾರ್ಥಂ ಬೋಧಯಂತಿ ಲುಟ್
कालं बोधयन्ति तथैव भाववाचकाः इति अपि लकाराः सन्ति सो द फर्स्ट सेट द कालवाचकाः आर रफ्ली इक्विवेलेंट टू द टेंसेस ऑफ इंग्लिश बट इन एडिशन टू अकाल देयर आर सम लकारास व्हिच प्रोमिनेंटली कन्वे सम मूड सो दे आर कॉल्ड द भाववाचकाः लकाराः सो लोट लिंग तथा विल लिंग लकारेण लोट लकारेण च विद्यालयः अर्थाः सो देयर आर सेट ऑफ व्हाट वी जनरली कॉल द ऑर्डर आर रिक्वेस्ट एंड आल्सो आशीहि डिजायर फॉर समथिंग इज एक्सप्रेस्ड बाय दीस टू लकारस लिंग लकारः सो लिंग इज इट हैज बोथ भूता एंड भविष्य There is also the additional sense of cause and effect. So we will see the details of these lakara. The late lakara of the Vedas, late lakara ha Vedeshayo upayuchyate. So it conveys both. So it conveys the Vartamanartha and the Kala. It also conveys some moods like those of Ling. Okay. So it is one which falls under both. So this is not a grammatical division. So Panini does not use the division of Kalavachaka or Bhavavachaka. That is only for understanding that going by the meaning we use it. So, Kete Lakaraha. So, another grammatical division which is very very important is the Sarvadhatuka and Ardhadhatuka. Sarvadhatuka सार्वधातुकम् इति काचित् संज्ञा अर्धधातुकम् इति काचित् संज्ञा एतां संज्ञाम् उत्तरकाले पश्यामः सो वी विल् सी वाट् इस् अ सार्वधातुक वाट् इस् अन् अर्धधातुक बट् बेस्ड् आन् दट् अगेन् द लकाराः आर् ग्रूप्ड् इन् टु टु पञ्च लकाराः सार्वधातुकलकाराः इति उच्यन्ते लट् लोट् लङ् विधिलिङ् तथा सार्वधातुक लेट् पूर्वत्र ये दशलकाराः दृष्टाः तत्र लेट् लकारः द्वेधा सार्वधातुकः अर्थधातुकः तथा लिङ् लकारः अपि द्वेधा सार्वधातुकः अर्थधातुकः तत्र सार्वधातुकलिङ्गः विधिलिङ् इति नाम सो लट् लोट् लङ् विधिलिङ् सार्वधातुक लेट् एते पञ्च सार्वधातुकलकाराः लिट् लुट् लृट् आशीर्लिङ् लुङ् लृङ् अर्धधातुक लेट् इति सप्त अर्धधातुकलकारः सो दे आर् ग्रूप्स् आफ् फैव् अण्ड् सेवेन् सो ए वेरि इम्पार्टेण्ट् डिविजन् वित् रेफरेन्स् टु द प्रक्रिया बिकास् द प्रक्रिया विल् डिपेण्ड् आल्मोस्ट् एक्स्क्लूसिव्लि आन् वेदर् इट् इस् अ सार्वधातुक आर् अर्धधातुक द सार्वधातुकलकारास् फालो वन् पाटर्न् वैल् द अर्धधातुकलकारास् फालो अ डिफरेण्ट् पाटर्न् सो That was the division. So I think, that was where we stopped last class, where I left the question. So there was a question by somebody on whether there are exceptions to this. That is,
can lat lakara sometimes be ardha dhatuka or can lit sometimes be shaka dhatuka. So, no. There are no exceptions to the lakaras. So the five which are told first are always sarva dhatukas and the seven are always ardha dhatukas. So there is no exception as per the division. There might sometimes, in very very rare cases, be an adesha or a sarva dhatuka which takes on an ardha dhatuka form. But no, the division is strict. Sarva dhatuka lakaraha, ardha dhatuka lakaraha. So there is one more question today. So atideshikaha nama ke purvatra sanadyantaha dhataraha atideshikaha. Atideshaha is where it's super important. We see that in the sutras. Sthanivat adeshaha. Vastutaha adeshaha. Sthanivat. Sthanidharmaha adeshe atidishyante. Atidesha is the imposition of the properties of one on the other. So sanadyanta dhatavaha, they are not the primary dhatus. They are pratyayantas, but we impose the properties of a dhatu on them. That is why we call them the atideshika. So they are also, the term atideshika is also used sometimes to denote that they are derived through a process. They are not, you know, underived or primary ones. So they are derived through a process. Lakshanena nishpannaha. Any other questions? What we have done? Prashnamasti. Agresha Ramaha. इदानीम् आदौ नकार विधायकानि सूत्राणि इत्यादि सूत्रास् विच् एक्चुअलि गिव् दीस् लकारास् यथा मया उक्तम् लकाराः अपि प्रत्ययाः धातोः विहिताः प्रत्ययाः अतः एतानि सर्वाणि सूत्राणि तृतीयाध्याये एव सन्ति इफ् यु लुक् एट् आवर् अष्टाध्यायी फैव् यु विल् सी आल् दोस् हैलैटेड् सो विल् सी देम् वन् बै वन् नौ. So, adho, let lakaraha, adho, sarvadhataka lakaraha prashyamaha, let, lung, lot, vidhini, sarvadhataka, let, ete pancha, sarvadhataka lakaraha, tatra adho, let lakaraha, sutra masti, vartamane, let. It's a very simple sutra. So, vartamane, let, 3-2-123. So, sarvada sutrasya adhyayanam ashtadhyayi manasukteva. So if you look at here, 3-2-123, vartamane lat. Padat chedaha vartamane lat. Iti padat vayam asti. Adhikaraha. As you can see, there are three adhikaras here. So there is one in red, one in yellow, and one in this brown color. So the third one is starting here. Itaha vartamana adhikaraha arabhyate. So from here, till Timosutras, till 331, that is till the end of this pada, you have the Vartamana Adhikara. So before that, you have a yellow one. So it is Dhatoho, Arabhya, Dhatva Adhikara. Adaha, Dhatoho Vartamane Lat. So there is also the red one, which goes back to the beginning of the pada. Pratyayaha, parascha, adhidattascha. So these three adhikaras go hand in hand from here till the end of the fifth pada. Okay, one of the longest adhikaras in the Ashtadhyayi is this. Pratyayaha. So ete sarvepi pratyayaha. Parascha. Prakritehe paraha. Paratvena vidhiyante pratyayaha. Adyadatascha, prateyeshu, Adihi Udattaha. The first swara of the Pratyaya will be an Udatta. So all these three adhikaras go together till the end of the fifth chapter of the Ashtadhyayi. Tritiya Chaturtha Panchamadhyayeshu Pratyayaha Vithiyante Prakritehe Paraha Adyudattascha. So these are the adhikaras which are coming down to our sutra. So vartamane lati anuvrittihi kapi nasti. So you can see 123, you will not find it anywhere. So there is no anuvritti. So vartamane lati vartamane iti saptam ekavachanam, lat iti prathama ekavachanam, adhikaraha dhatoho pancham ekavachanam, dhatoho paraha, pratyayaha paraha adhyadattaha. These are the adhikaras which we are creating. There is a question here. If all pratyayas are adhyadattas, why qualify them with it? I did not understand the intent of the question. It is just a statement that the pratyaya will always be adhyadatta. The first thing will be an udatta. We see that the swaras also undergo many changes. I mean, we are generally not familiar with the changes in swaras because, I mean, we don't study them. But I know, I mean, they also interact with each other. So if the prakriti is say antodatta and pratyaya is adhyadatta, so when they come together, the swaras will change. The pratyaya to start out will start being adhyadatta. But as it goes on, there will be, I mean, whenever we do a sandhi, the swara will change. Whenever we do something else, the swara will change. If we add an agama, the swara will change. And so on. So to start out, they start out being adhyadattas. And further on, there might be other barriers which will change the swara. To give the final form, we'll have some particular swara. So it is not actually a qualification for a pratyaya. See, the question of why qualify them will exist if we say something like an adhyadatta pratyaya will have a karya. So, in such a case, the qualification will be useless because all pratyayas are adhyadatta. But here it is just a declaration that the pratyaya will be adhyadatta. He is not using that to differentiate between pratyayas. So, dhatohu pratyayaha paraha adhyadattaha iti adhikaraha. So, padarthaha, we know all these. Dhatohu namakaha iti jnayate. Pratyayaha ityadayah kevalam adhikarah. Vartamane yasti vartamanam namakim prarabdha aparisamaptatvam vartamanam, that which has started and which has not yet ended. Any kriya which has started and not yet ended is called, is said to be in the vartamana kala. So prarabdha aparisamaptatvam vartamanam. So there can be many kriyas which are currently running, I mean, which run at the same time. So for everything, any kriya which has started and which has not yet ended is said to be in vartamana kala. Prarabdha parisamaptatvam vartamanatvam iti vartamanasya lakshanam. So sutartha bahu spashtaha vartamane iti vishaya saptami. Vartamane vishaye. So when vartamana, the present tense is intended, dhatohu paraha, dhatohu iti panchami, dhatohu paraha adhyadattaha lak pratyaya syat iti sutrartha. So we are just using the words of the, so vartamanarthe to indicate the present tense, dhatohu paraha, following the dhatu, there is lat, which is a pratyaya, and which is adhyadatta. Udaharanam, patati, nrityati, vandate, ujjani, sarvani, latlakara, rupani, asya udaharanam. So, vartamane lat. Lat is the only lakara which gives
vartamana in classical language. Vedeshu let lakarena api vartamana artha uchyate. Loke let iti eka eva lakaraha vartamana artham bodhayati. Vidhiyaha lakaraha vidhilin. Vidhi nimantrana mantrana adhishta samprashta prarthaneshu lin. Iti sutram. Vidhi nimantrana amantrana adhishta samprashna prarthaneshu saptami bahuvachanam lin iti prathama ekavachanam. So 3, 3, 161. So this is the Ling Lakara Sihayakam Sutram. So Adhikara Dvayam. So the red one, as we already saw, is the Pratyaya Adhikara. Pratyaha Paraha Adhidattaha. The yellow one is the Dhatoho. So this has the same Adhikaras as the Vartamana. Dhatoho iti Panchamyantasya Adhikaraha. Pratyaha Paraha Adhidattaha. Iti Pratamantaha Adhikaraha. Anuvrittihi Nasti. Again, there is no anuvritti. So the sutra artha is again very clear. Vidhyadishu, vidhi nimantrana mantrana adhishta samprashna prarthaneshu, dhatohu paraha, adhyadattaha, ling pratyaha sya. So the ling is the bhavavachaka lakara. It will denote the following senses. Vidhi nimantrana amantrana adhishta samprashna prarthana. So what are these? Padarthaha jnatavyaha. What are the different senses which are conveyed by Ling Lakara? Vidhihi. Vidhi is a direct order. Vrityadehe nikrishtasya pravartanam. So when you are issuing an order to a subordinate, vritya like a servant or anybody who is subordinate to you. Vrityadehe nikrishtasya pravartanam vidhihi. So that is an order. Nimantranam. Avashyake shraddha bhojanadu rauhitradehe pravartanam. So it is ordering somebody like say a grandson. Avashyake shraddha bhojanadu dauhitraha duhituhu putraha dauhitraha. The son of the daughter is dauhitra. The grandson from the daughter's side. So shraddha bhojanadu in a shraddha, a dauhitra is considered to be very important. So, the presence of a dauhitra is considered to add merit to the shraddha. So, when you order a grandson to take part in shraddha bhojana, okay, it is not vidhi, because it is not an order like you would order a servant, but it definitely carries a note of order. I mean, he cannot really transgress the order. Avashyake shraddha bhojanadau. There is something which has to be done and you are ordering somebody to do it. It is nimantran. Okay? There is a subtle difference between the quality of order and the degree of authority you use for a vidhi and a nimantran. Vidhi nimantranam. Amantranam kamacharanutya. Amantranam is an invite. You invite somebody. But whether to attend or not, it is left to the wish of the invitee, who is being invited. Kamacharaha, nama yatheshtam kuru, agachyatu iti amantranamasti, agantamyam va nava iti ahutasya ichyam, ichyanuvanam bhavati. Kamacharanutya amantranam. Adhishtaha. Satkara purvakaha vyaparaha. So adhishta is a it is like a request where you ask for something with respect or with humility. Okay? Saha adhishtaha. You will understand these better when you see the examples. Right now, we'll just see the padartha now. So adhishtaha satkara purvakaha vyaparaha. Gaurava purvakam yatra kinchit uchyate. Saha adhishtaha. Samprashnaha. Kartavya kartavya vishayakaha prashnaha. So etat maya karaniyam va nava iti yatra prashnaha kriyate. Saha samprashnaha.
Prarthanam, Namayatya. Prarthana is a request. Okay, it is your requesting somebody for something. So all these are the senses which are conveyed by feeling. So generally we denote this as order or request. So there is a degree of change in the mood. So the first one is a pure order, the last one is a pure request. So in between there is a certain change in meaning. But all these are covered by vidhi lakara. Sutrarthatah vidhyadishu artheshu dhatohu paraha adhidartah ling pratyah syat. It is sutrarthah. Udaharanani pashyamah. Vidhihi vastram kshalayehe, wash the cloth. So it is an order to a maid or a servant. So sakshat vidhihi. Nimantranam, iha shraddhe bhavan bhunjita. As I said, you are ordering adauhitra, saying you should partake food in the shraddha. So it is not an order like ordering a subordinate, but still it carries the authority that the dauhitra, if invited for the shraddha, does not have the authority to refuse. It is an invitation which cannot be refused. Okay, that is nimantranam. Amantranam iha bhavan bhunjita, please come for food. So whether to accept or refuse, the invitee has the authority to either accept or refuse. Amantranam kamachara anugya, kamacharaha yatheshtam karotu iti anugya amantranam. Adhishtam bhavan mama putram adhyapayet, please teach my son. So satkara purvakaha vyaparaha, you are asking this with respect to the teacher. I mean you are with a feeling of respect and humility towards the teacher. So adhishtam. Samprashnaha himaham vyakaranam adhiyya, should I study vyakarana or not? So all these we find the vidhili. Okay, shalayehe is vidhili, gunjita is vidhili, adhyapayet is vidhili, adhiyya is again vidhili, uttamapurushaha ekavachanam, himaham vyakaranam adhiyya. Prarthanam bhavan me annam datya, please give me food. So it is a direct request. So all these are conveyed by vidhili lakara. Vidhi nimantrana mantrana adhishta samprashna prarthaneshu ling. So there is a general statement for ling lakara. Pravartanayam ling. So when you ask something with an intention to making somebody else act, pravartana, to cause somebody to act, is ling lakara. Pravartanayam ling is the summing up of all this. Any questions? So this lakara, the sarvadhatukaling, is called vidhining because it is given by the sutra which starts with vidhi. Vidhinimantana ityadina sutrena yaha ling pratyaha vidhiyate tasya sarvadhatukatvam asti. So sayeva sarvadhatukaha ling. Tasya vidhiling iti nama. Yataha sutram vidhishaprena arabhyate. Agrimah lot lakaraha sarvadhatukaha ayamati lot cha iti sutram 33162. Remember vidhiling was 33161. Immediately following it you have lot cha. So here this is one of the cases where you see the importance of the krama of the sthadhyayi. If you take away the sutra from the krama, you will not understand anything at all. Lotcha ityanena kimapi na avagamyate. Kintu atra asmin krame vidhinimantrana mantranadhita samprashna prarthaneshini lotcha. Meaning is very obvious. Lot lakara is also given in the same senses as vidhini. So sayeva adhikaraha pratyayaha paraha adhidattaha dhatoho लोट च चकारेण पूर्वत्र यदुक्तं तदेव अनुवर्तते विधि निमन्त्रणामन्त्रणादीश्च सम्पृष्ट प्रार्थनेषु. लोट च अधिकारः अनुवृत्तिः अयम् विधि निमन्त्रणामन्त्रणादीश्च सम्पृष्ट प्रार्थनेषु इति अनुवर्तते. विद्यादिषु अर्थेषु धातोः परः आद्यदात्तः लोट् प्रत्ययः स्यात्. सर्वाणि उदाहरणानि यानि दृष्टानि तत्र लोट्लकारस्य रूपं प्रयुञ्ज्महे चेत् उदाहरणानि भवन्ति वस्त्रं क्षालय क्षालयेः इति विधिः क्षालय इति लोट् इह श्राद्धे भवान् भुङ्क्ताम् सो प्लीज ईट् इन् दिस् श्राद्ध. सो आल् विधि निमन्त्रण आमन्त्रण अधीष्ट सम्प्रश्न प्रार्थना. सो आल् एक्साम्पल्स् इस् जस्ट् सब्स्टिट्यूट् वित् द लोट् प्रकार फार्म् यु हाव् लोट्. The question is, it not redundant to have two lakaras which convey the same sense? See, the vyakarana is not giving two lakaras. Two lakaras have been used. Okay, two lakaras, as in, there are two different forms which are in use in the language. So Panini derives them by giving them the samya of two lakaras. It is not a question, I mean, the same argument could go to say there are 30 synonyms for water. It is not redundant to have 30 synonyms for water. So in language, the synonyms are using different words to convey the same sense. It is not redundant. Okay. It is just how people choose to express themselves through the language. So, the more and more it is used, the more and more you will find the redundancy. If there are more words which convey the same sense, it just means that it was used very often by the people, and so there are so many different forms which convey the same sense. So, there is no question of redundancy where two things convey. If the situation where the grammar gave the two lakaras, if Panini gave the two lakaras as an apurva, it would have been redundant. But he did not. He is just, you know, describing what is in use. So, usage is not redundant. So, you don't use both together. You use either lot or vidhini as per use. Sharma Mohore, Prashna Hasti.
Krishna Nasti, already in the language both forms are existing,
yeah.
And the Panini has codified it, that's all.
Yeah, that's what I said. He is not giving the two lakaras. Yeah.
Yeah. He is not creating two lakaras. The lakaras exist in the loka.
Exactly. That is what. So, the grammar is always prayuktanam idam anvakshyanam. So, ye shabdaha loke prayuktaha, tesham anvakhyanam kriyate vyakaranena. Aninina nutanataya lakaradvayam na kalpyate. Prayogadvayasya sadhanartham lakaradvayam kalpyate. See, the lakara it does not make any sense in the loka at all. So, in the loka, we either have kshalayehe or we have kshalaya. Si rupadvayam eva asti. तत्र क्षालयेः इति लिङ्लकारः क्षालय इति लोट्लकारः इति व्यवस्था पाणिनिना कल्प्यते रूपसाधनार्थं तावदेव. यावन्ति रूपाणि विद्यादीन् अर्थान् बोधयितुं लोके प्रयुक्तानि तानि सर्वाणि पाणिनिना व्याख्यायन्ते. सो दट् इस् लोट्. There is one more sutra for lot, which we will see later. So, in addition to all these, lot also conveys the sense of ashihi, desire. Okay. So, we will see that later. So, agrimaha sarvadhatuka lakaraha, late lakaraha. Lingarthe late, iti sutram. Lingarthe iti saptami ekavachanam. लेट् इति प्रथम एकवचनम्. So 3, 4, 7. This is late lakara. Adhikaraha, pratyayaha, paraha, adhirataha, dhatuhu, paraha, late pratyayaha. If you see, there is also an anuvritti here. So the previous sutra, chandasi lunglang litaha, so it goes on till 17. So chandasi ityasya anuvrittihi api drishyate asmin sutre. Adhikaraha sayema, chandasi iti anuvrittihi. Chandashabdena astadhyayam vedaha uchyate. The word chandas refers always to the Vedas. So wherever he says chandasi, it means that such prayogas are restricted to the Vedas. Chandasi nama vede ityarthaha. So chandasi vedeshu lingarthe linglakarasya arthe dhatoh paraha adhyadataha late pratyaha sya. So the late in the Vedas will convey all the senses which are conveyed by ling. So please remember, Vidhinimantrana Mantrana is not the only sutra for ling. Pradhanam sutram tadeva kintu anyatra anye api arthaha diyante linglakarasya. Okay. So there are a few other cases where we use ling. So we will see all those probably at the end of the prakarana. The pradhanaha arthaha vidhyadayaha anyeshvake artheshu ning vidhiyate ningarthe dhatoh paraha let bhavati. Udaharanani. So for late lakara, always we take examples which are in the Vedas. We don't yatra chando matratvam. This is the case everywhere. If there is a karya which is in the chandas, we cannot simply randomly take say any lakara and create a late lakara form. We take chandasi drishtanu vidhihi. Yad drishyate tasya anuvidhihi kriyate. Adaha, so neto indro neshatu. So neshatu is a late lakara form. Prajapati rudarhim syavayati. So this is also late. So in all these senses, if you look at it, you have the sense of the vidhi or the prarthana or one of those senses. So this is late lakara. Prashna dvayam asti atma. Does chandas also refer to the prose portion of the Vedas? Yes, it refers to the Vedas as a whole. Samhita, Brahmanam, Aranyaka, Upanishad, everything that we know as Veda. So, Mantra Brahmanayohu Veda Nama. So, generally the Samhita and the Brahmanas are what is referred as Veda. So, everywhere, whether it is prose or poetry, it is called chandas. It does not have anything to do with the chandas of today, that is the meter or the metrical unit. So, it does not have a reference to it. Chandas simply means in the Vedas. There is a question. There are a few more questions. Neshatil Chiyavayati seem to have different forms. Why? Yeah, late lakara is very special lakara. So in lak lakara, we have just one form, say always it is ti, whether you go to pathati or hanti or chorayati. But in late, there are different agamas which are added, there are different karyas. We will see that when we go into the prakriya of late. So if say a normal lakara like lak lakara has 9 forms, okay, you know the 9, pathati, pathanna, pathanti, etc. A late lakara in contrast will have something like 27 forms. That's because of the speciality of the late lakara. There is a wide variety of forms which are found in the Vedas. So that is probably related to the next question which asks, so is it the case that rupas that cannot fit in other lakaras but are found in the Veda are collectively put under late lakara? Well, probably that might be the case. I mean, the late lakara also uses forms of the normal lakaras. So, but yeah, I mean, generally when
arupa which is not found in the other lakaras is generally derived through late. That is probably correct because late lakara conveys a wide variety of senses. So lakaras of almost any lakara, I mean the senses of almost any other lakara are conveyed by late, and it also conveys the sense of vartaman. Yeah, that is probably correct. There was one more question which says I missed the significance of Adhyadartha. So nothing, I mean see, Adhyadartha says another adhikara which just declares that all pratyayas are Adhyadarthas. Sarvesham pratyayana adihi udartaha. Pratyamatvaraha udartaha bhavati. So the Adhyadartha, so when say a prakriti with a different swara will combine with Adhyadartha. So the combination of swaras will lead to some other swaras. So finally there will be a different swara. So that can be known in the swara prakriya. So this sutra, the Vikara Sutra, just declares all pratyayas when they are given to be to begin with an udartha swara. One more question. So lot and ling are not completely interchangeable because only the vidhinimantrana aspect of vidhining is carried to lot, not other aspects of vidhining. Yes, see, lot and ling are not completely, as I said, lot is given in the sense of vidhinimantrana, etc. And there is one more which is ashishi. But vidhining, the ling lakara is used to give some other senses also. So all that is not conveyed by lot. So there are subtle differences in meaning. But generally, I mean for general purposes, we can use both lot and vidhini. As in general usage, yes, it is sort of interchangeable. But when you see the subtleties of meaning, there are differences between the two. As you can see, there is a difference in the way Panini puts it. He says lot cha after vidhinimantrana, etc. And late, he says lingarthe late. He could as well, if the meanings were, of all meanings of ling were conveyed by lot, he could have said lingarthe late lot cha. That is, lot is also given in the lingartha. He does not state it in lingartha. That is, all senses, the complete range of meanings of ling is not conveyed by lot. Okay. So this particular, the major senses of vidhinimantrana are conveyed by lot. Any other questions? So the last of the Sarvadhatuka Lakaras is the Lang Lakara. So Lat, Vidhining, Lot, Sarvadhatuka Let and Lang. So Lang Vidhayakam Sutramasti, Anadhyatane Lang. So Anadhyatane Saptam Ekavachanam. Lang iti prathama ekavachanam. If you look at the structure, so 3, 2, 1, 1, 1. So anadhyatane lang. So you can see that there are three adhikaras here. Pratyayaha, paraha, adhyadartaha, the common red one. So the yellow one we know is dhatuho. So there is one more adhikara here in the pink. We will see what it is. Bhute. So the bhuta is given as an adhikara, the past tense. Yes, so there are several krit pratyayas which are given in the past tense. So in that you also have the lang lakara. So dhatuho. Pratyayaha paraha adhyadartaha bhute iti adhikara trayam asmin sutre drishyate. So bhute dhatoho pratyayaha paraha adhyadartaha iti adhikaraha anuvrittihi nasti. So now we see the word bhute. Bhutaha namakaha.
parisamapta kriyashraya kalaha bhutaha. So that time which is the ashraya for a kriya which is already over is bhuta. Past tense is bhuta, where the kriya has attained completion. That is what we call the bhuta kala. So here is also the word anadyatanam. Anadyatanam namaki na adyatanam anadyatanam. Adyatanam namaki. Adya means today. Adyatana is that which belongs to today. So that which is not today. Anadyatana bhuta. So the bhuta which is not adyatana. What is adyatana? So there are several definitions of adyatana. Okay? What is today is a question. So there are several ways it is. You know, it has been resolved. There are some conflicts. But the generally accepted definition of adyatana is Kestana Ratrehe Antima Prahara Darabhya Agaminyaha Ratriyaha Prathama Prahara Padyantaha Kalaha. So today, what is today? So today includes the last Prahara. So the night is before, divided into different Praharas. So there are particular divisions of time. Okay? There are 4 or 6 Praharas. I don't know exactly. So taking the last Prahara of yesterday's night till the first Prahara of the coming night. So all the Kala which is covered by that is called Adyatana. So anything which is not Adyatana is Bhuta. Bhuta can be Adyatana or Anadyatana. Anything which is not Adyatana is Anadyatana. So Anadyatane Bhute. And you can see both of them are in Saptami. Anadyatane Bhute Dhatohu Paraha Adyadartaha Lang Pratyaya Sya. Anadyatana Bhuta. So when the time indicated is Anadyatana Bhuta, that is past, not today. So if I say, if I did something today morning, so it will not be covered by Lang Lakara technically. Okay. Anadyatana Bhuta Dhatoho Paraha Lang Pratyaya Sya. Udaharanam Hyaha Devadattaha Akarot. So Devadatta did something yesterday. So yesterday is Anadyatana Bhuta, so we use Lang. Please remember, this is how the Sutra gives it. But today, as we see in Prayoga, the division between Adyatana and Anadyatana is not strict. So in today's usage, mostly, if at all we use Lakara. Generally, today's trend is to use the Stavatu and Kta for Bhuta. So, Bhuta Kalarthe, Pratya, Krutpratya, Seva, Rupaha, Rupam, Mahudha Prayuchyate. Aham Atya, Prataha Datavan, Aham Hyaha Datavan. So, there is no difference. But, even if we use the Lakara by some chance, we use Lang Lakara every day. Aham Atya, Prataha Gatcham, Saha Gatchati. So, the distinction between Anadyatana Bhuta and Samanya Bhuta has been lost. We have come to using Lang Lakara everywhere. So, there is no question of correct or not correct. Prayoga, Vyakarana cannot govern Prayoga to complete. So, that is how we see it today. But Paniniya Vyakarane Anadyatana Bhute Eva Lang Lakarasya Prayoga. So if you look at the classical kavyas, there also you find lit and lung more commonly than lung because of this. So anadyatana bhutarthe dhatoho paraha lung pratyaya syat. So there are a few questions. Is there any literature in Sanskrit where the Lakara Prayoga with respect to the Kalas is reasonably closely followed? Yes, if you look at most of the Kavyas, as I said, they do not use Lung much. They use Lung when the Anadyatana Kala is there, but mostly they use Lit and Lung. Lung, as we see, is the Samanya Bhuta. Simple past is Lung Lakara. So the usage of Lung Lakara is much more commonly found in the Kavyas. But the forms of Lung Lakara are much more variant than the forms of Lung. Okay. So So, I mean, it appears, at least for first sight, more difficult, and that is why probably the shift to Lang Lakara in recent times. But no, I have not made a study of where, I mean, if actually in literature, where there is a shift from using Lung to Lang, it probably needs to be studied. And it would be an interesting study of how the yoga came about.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Namaste.
Yeah.
In Bhagavad Gita, very first verse, Kim Akurvata Pandava. That Akurvata is lung, right?
Akurvata is, it is probably lung. Yeah, it is the
Atmanepa. Interestingly, somebody made an observation saying because it is anadhyatane lung, so Sanjay Dhritarashtra was asking about yesterday, not instantaneously at that time like a TV reporter or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, historians view it that way, I mean, it's not, I mean, the Jnana Drishtiya, he is describing the present. I mean, he gave a daily report of what happened that day, how people, probably that's the interpretation will favor them. Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Okay, so there is one more question, where is the Arjirata coming from? So the Arjirata comes along with the Pratyaya, as I said. The three Adhikaras catch together. If you look at the red here, so the red is the three Adhikaras. Pratyaya, Paraha, Arjirata. Mark the three Adhikaras together because they go together. Pratyaya Adhikaraha, Pratyaya Paratva Adhikaraha, Pratyaya Arjiratatva Adhikaraha. So Pratyaya is always para and is Arjidatta. So the three Adhikaras go from here till the end of the fifth chapter. So there was one more observation by somebody regarding the So it is in the Vidhi Nimantrana Mantrana Adhishta Samprasna Prasthaneshalim and Dotcha. So why did he make it as two separate sutras? Why not give both in the same sutra? He said Uttaratha. That is further on, he takes only the lot and not the link. That is why he separates the two lakaras. And but both of them are given in the same sense. Okay. Okay, so there is one more thing regarding the Gita. So there is Tumulo Bhavatu and Shankham Tatmau. So there is lung and there is also lit. So you say it is inconsistent. See, it does not mean that always they use only lit or they start with lit and only use lit or only use lung. Only thing is, the usage of lung is generally restricted to Anadyatana Bhuta. And again, lit as we see is Paroksha Bhuta. So the usage was generally more, consistent with the arthas which are given by the sutra than what we use today, especially with reference to the lung lakara. Okay. So tumulo abhavat, I mean, using lung there, as we said, if it was anadyatana bhuta, there is no problem in using lung there. There is one more question regarding Adhikara and Anavritti. How to take the Vibhakti of the Anavritti and the Adhikara? Is it the same as the corresponding Sutra?
in most of the cases it is the same. As in wherever you are getting the adhikara from or the anuvritti from, so in 90% of the cases the vibhakti will remain the same. There are some cases where we change the vibhakti depending on the meaning, okay, to relate it to some other word. So based on the context we change the meaning, but it is in the minority. In most of the cases the vibhakti is the same as what is the vibhakti in the adhikara sutra or the anuvritti sutra. So there are some cases where we do change it, but it is rare. Okay, Lang Lakara. Any other questions in the Sarvadhatuka Lakara? Let Lang, Lot, Vijiling, Sarvadhatuka later. Please remember these five Lakaras are Sarvadhatuka. ఆర్ధాతుక లకారః తత్ర లిట్ లకారః సూత్రమస్తి పరోక్షే లిట్ పరోక్షే ఇది సప్తమ ఏకవచనం లిట్ ఇది ప్రథమ ఏకవచనం పరోక్షే లిట్ సో యు సీ అనధ్యతనే లంగ్ ఇస్ హియర్ అండ్ పరోక్షే లిట్ ఇస్ హియర్ The same adhikara, pratyaha dhatoho bhute. So this third one is the bhuta adhikara. So all these three are this. And if you see here, anadhyatane lang. The anadhyatana is taken till 122. So anadhyatane ityasya anuvrittihi api asti. Parokshe nitir. It is sutre. So adhikaraha bhute dhatoho. ప్రత్యయః పరః ఆద్యుదాత్తః అనధ్యతనే పరోక్షం నామకిం పదార్థః ద న్యూ వర్డ్ విచ్ వి సీ హియర్ ఇస్ పరోక్షం పరోక్షం నామకిం అక్ష్ణః పరం సో అక్ష్ణః ప్రతి ప్రత్యక్షం అక్ష్ణః పరం పరోక్షం దట్ విచ్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఐస్ ఇస్ ప్రత్యక్ష దట్ విచ్ హ్యాపన్స్ బియాండ్ యువర్ ఐస్ సో హియర్ ద వర్డ్ అక్షి డస్ నాట్ జస్ట్ టేక్ ద ఐ It is all the senses. That which you have not perceived directly is paroksha. That which you have seen directly is pratyaksha. Okay? Pratyaksham paroksham. The sutra says, paroksha anadhyatana bhutarthe. So, when we need to indicate bhuta, the past, anadhyatana, which is not adhyatana, paroksha, and which we have not perceived directly, స్మాకం పరోక్షం దట్ విచ్ వీ హావ్ నాట్ పర్సీవ్డ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ పరోక్ష అనధ్యతన భూతార్థే ధాతోః పరః ఆద్యుదాత్తః లిట్ ప్రత్యయః స్యాత్ ఓకే సో ఇన్ అడిషన్ టు ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లంగ్ లిట్ ఆల్సో క్యారీస్ ద కండిషన్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ పరోక్ష నాట్ పర్సీవ్డ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ బై ద పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ టెలింగ్ ఇట్ సో దట్ ఈస్ వై ఐ మీన్ ఇన్ జనరల్ ఐ మీన్ వెన్ వీ When we teach grammar to students at a semester level, we say that lit is for long past. Right? I mean, say somebody when we are talking about the Ramayana or Mahabharata, we do lit. It is true because we have not seen those kalas, but there is no condition that it has to be long ago. Okay? It has to be what you have not perceived with your eyes. Okay? So, paroksha anadhyatana bhutarthe dhatoho paraha ఆద్యుదాత్తః లిట్ ప్రత్యయః స్యాత్ దశరథో నామ రాజా బభూవ బభూవ ఇది లిట్ లకారస్య రూపం సో యూ ఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ సంథింగ్ విచ్ యూ డిడ్ నాట్ నో యూ హావ్ నాట్ సీన్ దశరథ బీయింగ్ దేర్ యూ హావ్ ఓన్లీ హర్డ్ దట్ హి వాస్ దేర్ ఆర్ యూ ఆర్ టెలింగ్ రిలేట్ స్టేటింగ్ దశరథో నామ రాజా బభూవ బభూవ ఇస్ లిట్ పరోక్ష అనధ్యతన భూత also a sutra, Chandasi Lit. Chandasi Lit iti sutra dvayam, Chandasi iti padadvayam, Chandasi iti saptam ekavachanam, Lit iti prathama ekavachanam. So, SPS, Chandasi Lit. So, Radhikara Zalpratyaha Dhatoho Hute, but it is before the Anadhyatana. As you see, the Anadhyatana is here and Chandasi Lit is before. So, Chandasi Vede Adhyatana Bhutarthe Api Lit Lakaraha Upayuchyate. So, Bhute Dhatoho Pratyaha Paraha Adhyadarthaha Itadhikaraha Anavartti Nasti Chandasi Nama Vede. Chandasi Bhutarthe Dhatoho Paraha Adhyadarthaha Lit Pratyaha Sya. Okay? So, neither Paroksha nor Anadhyatana is here. Okay? So, in the Vedas, we use Lit Lakara in the sense of Samanya Bhuta, simple past. Chandasi Lit Lakaraha Pratyakshe Adhyatane Api Upayuchyate. So, even if it is not Paroksha and not Anadhyatana, we see the usage of Lit Lakara in the Vedas. Aham Suryam Ubhayato Dadarsha. As you can see, Aham Dadarsha, I saw. So it is not Paroksha. It is still lit. Dadarsha is lit. Aham Dhyava Prithivi Atatana. I enveloped Dhyava Prithivi. Okay. So both cases you see that it is not Paroksha and not Anadhyatana also. Both those conditions are not there. So, Samanya Bhutarthe Chandasi Lit Lakaraha Drishyate Loke Tu Paroksha Anadhyatana Bhutarthe Lit Lakaraha Prayogaha. Lut Lakaraha Anadhyatane Lut. You can see it is the same. Anadhyatane Lang Anadhyatane Lut. Okay, seems the same, but the difference lies in the Adhikara. Okay. So, 3.3.16. So, you can see there is Pratyaha Dhatohu and the third Adhikara here is Bhavishyati. So, Anadhyatane Lut Bhavishyati. So, Bhavishyati Dhatohu Pratyaha Paraha Adhyadarthaha. So, Anadhyatana Bhavishyadarthe Dhatohu Paraha Adhyadarthaha Lut Pratyaha Bhavati. Right? Anadhyatana is again Na Adhyatanam. Anadhyatanam, bhavishyat, the future, which is not today. That is after today, say probably tomorrow. I will do something tomorrow. So, anadhyatanam bhavishyat arthe dhatoho paraha adhyadarthaha lut pratyaha bhavati. Devadattaha shvaha karta. So the karta here is the lut lakara. Karta, kartarau kartaraha, kartasi kartastha kartastha. This lut lakara, he will do something tomorrow. So, shvo bhavini lut, shyo bhute lang. So, anadhyatana bhute lang lakaraha, anadhyatana bhavishyati lut lakaraha. Here, so bhavishyata is aprarabdha kriya, kriyashreha kalaha. So, it is the ashreya for a kriya which has not yet started. Okay, so, that is bhavishyata. Bhuta is where the kriya has ended. Vartamana is where it has started but not yet ended. Bhavishyat is where the kriya has ended. So, anadhyatana bhavishyati dhatoho paraha adhyadarthaha lut pratyaha bhavati. Mrit lakaraha mrit shesheca iti sutram. Mrit iti prathamekavachanam, sheshe iti saptamekavachanam. So, if you look at the adhikara, so these two are close, anadhyatane little. So before that we have drit, sheshe, cha. So the same three adhikaras, dhatohu, pratyaha, dhatohu, bhavishyati. So he also says sheshe. Sheshaha, uktaganya sheshaha. The shesha is a term which we will find often in Vyakarana.
generally he uses Shesha. For the rest, Shesha means for whatever is left out. He defines some particular thing. For everything else, it is Shesha. Uttaranyaha Shesha. So what has been told so far in the Prakarana? If you look at the Prakarana in the Ashtadhyayi, the Bhavishyati starts here. So Kriyayam Kriyarthayam. He is defining Tun and Mul in Kriyayam Kriyarthayam. Kriyarthayam Kriyayam Bhavishyati Pratyayaha Uttaha. Kriyartha Kriya. We do something for the other. Say Patitum Shalam Gacchati. Patana Kriyartha Gamana Kriya. He goes to school for reading. So there is the one action is performed for the purpose of performing another. That is Kriyartha Kriya. That is where we use Tumun. Okay, so that is what he has been defining in the Ashtadhyayi. So Kriyarthayam Kriyayam Bhavishyati Pratyayaha Uktaha. Tadbhinnaha. So other than that, what is it? Shuddhaha Bhavishyatkalaha. So a simple future is what is given by the Shesha Padartha. Drit Sheshe Cha Paicha. He also means Kriyarthayam Kriyayam. So Drit Lakara can be used to indicate a simple future and also to indicate a Kriya which is happening for some other Kriya. So in both of these senses we use Drit Lakara. So the Sutrartha is just Bhavishyadarthe Dhatohu Paraha Adhyadarthaha Vrit Prateha Syat. So Vrit Lakara is our simple future. So whether it is today, tomorrow or sometime later, so everywhere we can use Vrit. So Adhyasayam Karishyati. We will do it today easily. So even if it is Adhyatana, we can have Vrit Lakara. Adhya Shvahava Karishyati. So when you don't know whether it is today or tomorrow, then also we use Jit. So Karishyami Iti Gacchati. He goes saying he will do. So Karishyami, it is Kriyartha Kriya. Okay, he is doing something, he is going for the purpose of something else. Okay. So in all these senses, so everything means simple future. To just indicate the future tense, we use Jit Lakara. So if it is anadyatana bhavishyat, so if it is not adyatana, we can also use lut lakara. Okay. So lut and rit are the two lakaras for bhavishyat kala. Anadyatane lut, samanye rit. Samanye bhavishyati rit lakara. Okay, so we saw vartamana, which is only let. Bhavishyat is lut and rit. So now, there is the Ardha Dhatu Kalin, which we also call as the Ashish Ling. Ashishi Ling Lotau. This is Sutra Masti. Ashishi Saptam Ekavachanam Ling Lotau. Prathama Divachanam. 3173. So a few sutras after we saw the Vidhiling and Lot, we have the Ashishi Ling Lotau. Okay. Adhikaraha Pratyayaha Tatha Dhatohu Ashishi Iti Sutra Evasti Dhatohu Pratyayaha Paraha Adhyataha Padarthaha Ashihi. What is Ashihi? Apraptasya Prapti. A desire to get something which is not there, that is Ashihi. It is not just benediction. There is a, you know, we generally think that Ashirling is only for what is called Ashirvada, when you are, as a benediction to somebody. That is not the case. It is just a desire for something is Ashihi. Ashirarthe dhatohu parau adhyadatau Ling Lot Pratyayau Syatam. We have both Ling and Lot which can convey the sense of Ashihi, the desire. Ayushyam Bhuyat.
may you have a long life. So that is the classic usage of Achirni. But it can also be used as Shatruhum Riyat. Let my enemy die. So that is not benediction. It is just a desire. So Achirarthe, in both these cases you can use Achirni. So similarly you can also use Lord. Subhiksham Bhavatu. Let there be prosperity. Adya Pariksha Na Bhavatu. A common desire of students who has an exam. Oh God, let exam be cancelled today. Ashiratha. So in both cases you can have Lot and also Ashirni. Okay, Ashishi Ning Lotau Iti Sutra. As you can see, in the Sutra, Panini does not make a distinction between Sarvadhatuka and Agathatuka. He just says Ling in both. Vidhini Mantrana Mantrana Anishta Prat Samprashtam Prathanishu Ling Lotcha Ashishi Ling Lotau. So in all these senses you have both Ling and Lot. But there is a sutra on Ardhadhatukas. Okay, we will study what is Ardhadhatuka and Ardhadhatuka. There you will see that Ling Ashishi. Ashishi yaha Ling tad Ardhadhatukam. It directly says that Ashir Ling is Ardhadhatuka. Because of that, Vidhi Ling is Sarvadhatuka. Because nothing is specifically mentioned. Okay. Ashir Ling is specifically defined as Ardhadhatuka. Lot, whether it is in Vidhyadhyartha or Ashirartha, is always Sarvadhatuka. Vidhyadishu Artheshu Tatha Ashirarthe Lot Sarvada Sarvadhatuka Eva. Linglakarastu Vidhyadishu Artheshu Sarvadhatuka Ashirarthe Ardhadhatuka. Clear? So then we have the Lung Lakaraha. Lung Itteva Sutram. The Sutra has a single word which is Lung. So as you can see, without the Ashtadhyayi, it is impossible to understand the Sutra. So Lung is here. Pratyaha dhatohu bhute lum. Very simple, it comes before anadhyatane lung. Okay, he states lum, that is bhute dhatohu lum. So in simple past, there is lum lakara on a dhatu. Anadhyatane lung. If the bhuta is anadhyatana, we also have lung. So lum bhute dhatohu pratyaha. Paraha Adhyadartha Ityadhikaraha Bhuta Arthe Dhatoho Paraha Adhyadartha Lung Pratyaha Sya. So Lung is a Pratyaya which is added to a Dhatu to indicate past tense, simple past. Devadattaha Adhyaprataha Agamat. So Devadatta went today morning. So this is not Anadhyatana but this is Bhuta since he has already left. So Bhute. So if you are referring to something which you did today, it should actually be Lung Lakara. Aham Avadisham. I said. Okay, again, this is neither Paroksha nor Anadhyatana. Okay, simple past with no other conditions is Lung Lakara. So for simple Vartamane Latish. Okay, Bhute Lung. Bhavishyati Lrit. For simple past it is lung, for simple future it is drit. Anadhyatane bhute lung, anadhyatane bhavishyati lut. For anadhyatana bhuta it is lung, while for anadhyatana bhavishyat it is drit. Sorry, it is lut. Okay. Parokshe anadhyatane bhute lit. Litlakara is anadhyatana bhuta which is also paroksha. Why don't we have a similar thing for the Bhavishyat? Paroksha Anadhyatana Bhavishyati, something. Bhavishyat is always Paroksha. whether it is adhyatana or anadhyatana, bhavishyat is always paroksha. So we don't have that. So in bhavishyat there are only two, adhyatana, anadhyatana. So in the past there are three, adhyatana. I mean there is one common, there is anadhyatana and anadhyatana paroksha. So maybe astrologers can use it. I mean, they see some future. I don't know. Is it still chi? Do they directly sense it through their senses? No. So it is still paroksha. I mean, they calculate it through something, but the future for them is also unseen. So there's one more question on Lrit Lakara. By using Sheshecha, does it mean that both for Anadhyatana and Adhyatana you can use Lrit? So the division is not strict like Lung and Lung. See, even in Lung, you can use it for both Adhyatana and Anadhyatana. This is just Samanya Bhuta. So for anything past, whether it is Adhyatana or Anadhyatana, we can use Lung. Similarly, for the Bhavishyat, whether it is Adhyatana or Anadhyatana, you can use Lrit. So it is the Samanya Bhuta and the Samanya Bhavishya. So the restriction is only on Lung and Lut. So Lung can be used only if it is Anadhyatana, and Lut can also be used only if it is Anadhyatana. So for Anadhyatana, we can use both Lung and Lung for Bhuta and both Lut and Lut for Bhavishya. Only for Adhyatana, you cannot use Lung or Lut. So that is Lung. The last of the Lakaras is Lrung Lakara. Okay, so before that the question, so Adhyah Pratah Kale Kim Abhut is correct, not Kim Abhavat. Yeah, so if you are asking specifically with respect to today, Adhyah Pratah Kim Abhut, it has to be Samanya. You cannot use Lung. So technically, as I said, the distinction has faded today. So, according to Vyakarana, you have to use Kim Abhut and not Kim Abhavat. So, Lung Lakaraha. Ling Nimitte Lung Kriyati Pattav. This is Sutram. So, Ling Nimitte Saptam Ekavachanam. Lung Prathamayika Vachanam. Kriyati Pattav is also Saptamayika Vachanam. Okay. So there is Pratyaha, there is Dhatoho, and if you look at the Anuvritti, so for 139 there is this 139, which is Bhavishyati. The first word from Bhavishyati Maryada Vachane Avarasmin. So it is going till 139. So there is also the Anuvritti of Bhavishyati. So Dhatohu Pratyaha Paraha Adhyadaktaha Ityadhikaraha Bhavishyati Iti Anuvrittihi. Ling Nimittam. Ling Nimittam. The Nimitta for Ling Lakara. In particular, the thing which is taken here is the Hetu Hetumat Bhava. Hetu is cause and Hetumat is the effect that which has the cause. So there is a sutra Hetu Hetumator Ling. As I said, there are few other sutras which also give Ling. One of those is Hetu Hetumatohu Ling. We use Ling in case of the cause and effect. So Ling Nimitte Nama Hetu Hetumat Bhava, where we see the Hetu and Hetumat. This is what we call the conditional lakara, if then. Okay, so that is the hetu hetu mati. We use ring lakara. There is also kriyati pattu, kriyayaha atipattihi, atipattihi nama anishpattihi, when the kriya does not take place. We are stating that if A, then B. if A were true, then B were true. But it is also implied that A will not happen, so B will also not happen. So Kriyatipatti is also intended in Grimm. Okay. We'll see the example. Sutartha Bhavishyadarthe, in the future, Hetu Hetu Madbhave, so in cause and effect, Kriyayaha Anishpattau, when it is being implied that the Kriya will not happen, Dhatohu Paraha Adhyurataha Grit Pratyaha Syat. Suvrishtishched Abhavishyat, Subhiksham Abhavishyat. The Abhavishyat is an example of Nril. What is it saying? If there are good rains, Suvrishtihi, Ched Abhavishyat, Subhiksham Abhavishyat, then there will be prosperity. That is, the crops will grow well if there are good rains. Okay, that is simple cause and effect. But the use of Nrilakara also implies Kriyatipatti. It implies that there will not be good rains, therefore there will not be prosperity. I mean, the chances of having a good rain is very low. That is what is also implied by the statement. It is not just stating that if there are good rains, that crops will grow well. Okay. Along with that, there is Kriyatipatti. There is the implication that the chances are very low that there will be good rains, therefore the chances are very high that there will be a drought. There will not be prosperity. There is a error here. It is not Rit Pratyaha, it is Ring Pratyaha. Adhyadataha Ring Pratyaha Syat. So this is Ring. It implies Hetu Hetu Madbhava and also Kriyatipatti. Kriyayaha Anishpatti. So there is one more sutra immediately following, which is Bhutecha. You see here, Lingnimitte Lin Kriyatipattau, which takes the Anuvritti of Bhavishyati. Then he also says Bhutecha. So it can be used for both past and future. Okay. So Bhute Uchyasti Dhatoho Pratyaha Paraha Atyudataha Ling nimitte lring kriyatipattau iti anuvartate. Okay, the kriyatipattau is also there as anuvritti. Bhutarthe hetu hetu madbhave kriyayaha anishpattau dhatoho paraha adhyurataha lrit pratyaya lring pratyaya hasya. Again, this is a typing error. Copies from there, so lring pratyaya. Bhavan ghritena abhokshyat yadi matsamipam asishyat. If you had come to me, you would have had food with ghee. Food with ghee always indicates a very rich food. Okay. It means if you had come to my home, I would have given you rich food. You went somewhere else, so you did not get that rich food. That is the implication. So here, it is the bhuta. So if you come to me, you will have food with ghee. You did not come to me, therefore you did not have rich food. So that is also the implication. Hetu Hetu Madbhava and Kriyayaha Anishpatti. So Ring Lakara can be both Bhuta and Bhavishyati. So just by looking at the statement, you cannot know if it is Bhuta or Bhavishyati. Okay? Only depending on the context, we will know whether the past is being talked about or the future. But in both cases, the Lakara indicates Hetu Hetu Madbhava and Kriyayaha Anishpatti. Okay, so we call it the conditional Lakara. Any questions with the Lakara? We have seen the major meanings which are conveyed by the 10 Lakaras. So there is a question, Asudhatoho Abhavishyata. Asishyata is not from Asudhatu, it is from the Asudhatu. For Asu, the Rupa is Abhavishyata. In Atadhatu, it takes the form of Hu. So it is Asudhatu, not Asudhatu. So is Aas Dhatu Ubhaya Padi, it is to be Atmane Padi, then it should be Aasishyata. I see, I don't know what is Aasishyata. Aas is actually Parasmay Padi, I mean Atmane Padi, you cannot have Aasishyata. You see, if there is another Dhatu which is Parasmay Padi or some other Dhatu, I'll check and let you know. So there are, as I said, the difference between Sarva Dhatuka and Ardha Dhatuka. Lakt, Lot, Lung are always Sarvadhatukas. In Ling, as I said, Ashiling is specifically mentioned as Ardhadhatuka, so therefore Vidhiling is Sarvadhatuka. Lit, etc. are all Ardhadhatuka. In case of Late, there is no difference in meaning between Sarvadhatuka Late and Ardhadhatuka Late. Okay? It is only because of the Vikarana Pratyayas which we add for the particular Lakara, that we divide Late as Sarvadhatuka and Ardhadhatuka. In both cases, the Vidhayaka Sutra is the same. The Lingarthe Late, etc. So, the Vidhayaka Sutra is the same. It is always Late Lakara. But because of particular Vikaranas which we add in between, we classify it into Sarvadhatuka and Ardhadhatuka. So, that classification will be used only for the Prakriya. There is no difference in meaning. Whereas in case of Ling, there is a difference. If it is Vidyadi, it is Sarvadhatuka Ling. If it is Ashiratha, it is Ardhadhatuka Ling. Okay. So there is one more question. The terms Lat, Lit, etc. coined by Panini, or do they appear in Pratishakyas? Sorry, I have no idea. I have to look this up. I have not studied the Pratishakyas. So, I don't know if it was used by Panini first or whether it is found in earlier grammars. Any other questions? So we'll quickly see the forms of say one dhatu for the 10 lakaras. You don't have to learn these forms right now. It is just to show how a dhatu will take on different forms in the lakaras. So there is patha, yaptayam vachi. Patha is to read. So first the sarvadhatuka lakaras. I have not taken late here because as I said, the late lakara, it is not the practice to illustrate all the forms directly. So it is used, if it has been used in the Vedas, we justify it. So I am not taking late here. So lat vartamane, patati patataha pathanti, patati patataha patata, pathami pathavaha pathamaha. Lang anadyatane bhute. So lang lakara is the sense of the past which is not adyatana. Apathat, apathatam, apathan. Apathaha, apathatam, apathata, apatham, apathava, apathama. Lot, vidhyadav. That gives the sense of vidhi, nimantrana, amantrana, adhishta, samprashna, prarthana, and ashihi. Patatu, patatam, patantu, patapatatam, patata, patani, patava, patama. Vidhiling lakaraha, api vidhyadav. Pate, patetam, pateyuhu. Patehe, patetam, pateta. Pateyam, pateva, patema. Yes, these four are the Sarvadhatuka lakaras. So other six, plus of course the late, are the Ardhadhatukas. Lit, parokshe, anadyatane, bhute. So past, which is not adyatana and which is not perceived by our senses. So papatha, petatuhu, petuhu. Papatita, petatuhu, petha. Papatha, papatha, petiva, petima. Lut is anadyatane bhavishyati. So future which is not adyatana.
पठिता पठितारौ पठितारः पठितासि पठितास्थः पठितास्थ पठितास्मि पठितास्वः पठितास्मः. Drit is samanya bhavishyati, simple future, whether adhyatana or anadhyatana. Patishyati, patishyataha, patishyanti, patishyasi, patishyataha, patishyatha, patishyami, patishyavaha, patishyamaha. Ashirli, ikhayam. Ashirli is just desire. So, patyat, patyastam, patyasubu, patyaha, patyastam, patyasta, patyasam, patyasva, patyasma. Lung, samanya bhute. So, simple past. Antyatana, anadhyatana, pratyaksha, paroksha, everything. Anything. Apathit, apathishtam, apathishu, apathihi, apathishtam, apathishta, apathisham, apathishva, apathishma. So, lung is bhute bhavishyativa. Hetu hetu madbhave kriyati pattav. It can be used either in the past or the future. It indicates the cause and effect and the absence of action. Apatishyat, apatishyatam, apatishyan, apatishyaha, apatishyatam, apatishyata, apatishyam, apatishyava, apatishyava. Okay. There's an exercise today. Simple one. Eteshu vakyeshu upayuktasya tingantasya saha lakaraha. So which is the lakara? I have used simple forms. Okay, I mean simply by comparing it with likh, I mean with the pat dhatu forms, you should be able to tell the lakara. Okay? So I have not used the special forms of any lakara. It is the simple forms. I'll upload the pat file. So just by comparing you can know the lakara. Lakara vidhayakam sutram ki. The main purpose of this exercise is to learn the lakara vidhayaka sutras. Which are the sutras which give that particular lakara. Vakyam anudya likata. Translate the vakya. Okay, to make sure that you have understood it properly. So, Ramaha sitaya saha vanam jagama. So, jagama is the tinganta, is lit lakara. The sutra is parokshe lit. Rama went to the forest with Sita. So, the implication here is that he did not go today and whoever is speaking did not see him going. Okay? So that is the implied. Paroksha anadhyatana bhuta. So there are 10 sentences. So which is the lakara? What is the lakara vidhayaka sutra? What is the sense conveyed by that lakara? Any questions? ీనాక్షమాం నాయమహేశ్వర కృష్ణం వ్యాకరణోక్తం తస్మై పాణిని నమ ఆప్తికారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణిని సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణపోస్మి విక్రయం.